We tend to think of the string quartet as the core of the chamber music repertory, but some of the greatest chamber music is not for the string quartet, which is why classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says he's especially grateful for the two new Brahms recordings by the Boston Chamber Music Society.
There's some wonderful chamber music that we don't get to hear as often as we'd like, because in order to perform it, a traditional string quartet ensemble would have to invite additional string, wind, or keyboard players. To deal with this problem, larger and more flexible groups like the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center and the Boston Chamber Music Society were formed. The Boston group, now in its 10th year, has about a dozen regulars. They haven't found the perfect configuration for every composer. Mozart, for instance, tends to elude them, but their Brahms has been exceptional, so they were wise to devote the first two recordings of their projected 10-disc series to Brahms. In the basic classical repertory from Bach to Bartok, Brahms may still be the most controversial composer. The cholesterol level may be too high for contemporary taste. There's a heaviness to sweetness ratio that some people may find unhealthy. But these performances are warm, flowing, and impassioned without the thick over-assertiveness that often ruins Brahms. Sometimes they even make Brahms sound quite modern. Two of Brahms's greatest chamber works, a trio and a quintet, center on the clarinet. The Boston Chamber Music Society's eloquent clarinetist is Thomas Hill. His partners in the clarinet quintet are cellist Ronald Thomas, who is the co-founder of the group, along with the elegant violinists Arturo Delmoni and Lin Chang, and that vigorous viola virtuoso Marcus Thompson. The second Boston Chamber Music Society disc includes the piano trio in B major and the C minor piano quartet. The trio, Opus 8, is one of Brahms's earliest works, and it retains its youthful quality even though Brahms thoroughly revised it 35 years later. The pianist here is Christopher O'Reilly, who is one of the most exciting and satisfying younger performers on the circuit. The trio gains in size and dynamism from O'Reilly's presence. Brahms's tragic C minor quartet probably began as his expression of sorrow over the death of his friend Robert Schumann and his own hopeless love for Clara Schumann. If this sounds like the plot of a late 1940s movie, you're right. It was called Song of Love, and it starred Katharine Hepburn, Paul Henreid, and Robert Walker as Brahms. But it wasn't nearly as moving as this performance of the quartet. performers are Arturo Delmoni, Marcus Thompson, Ronald Thomas, and Mihai Lee. They're all playing at their extraordinary best, and Northeastern Records has recorded them superbly. The next recording by the Boston Chamber Music Society will be trios by Tchaikovsky and Shostakovich. I look forward to it.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed two new Brahms discs by the Boston Chamber Music Society on the Northeastern label.